Do you talk to your kids about economics? Do you know about economics? I mean, it affects us daily. Many of us maybe need a chance to talk to kids about it. And there is a book out called Let's Chat About Economics. And we have one of the co-authors with us, Michelle Balcony, who joins us. She teamed up with famed economist Dr. Arthur Laffer to write this new book. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So why do we need to get kids involved in this discussion? What do they need to know, and at what levels should we start talking to them about economics?
Sure. Well, I wrote the book based on the fact that kids are really empowered with information. And by kids, I mean elementary age children. Some states actually have economic curriculum for elementary classes, but what we're advocating for is that the conversations take place at home, and you can use the examples of daily decision-making to outline scarcity, supply, demand, and other economic terms.
Why is this so important so early?
Sure, because it helps kids make choices. So economics is really just the study of choices that we're making to be happy, and that happens on a personal level, it happens on a family level, certainly on a corporate level, and everyone would agree on a government level. So economics is just choices. When you teach kids the relationship between supply and demand, even introducing diminishing returns and opportunity costs, they're going to have the information to use in their daily decision making, like what time should they get up, you know, should they sleep in the extra 5 minutes or not, what they're eating, and, you know, what they're wearing and how they're spending their time. They can use economics with all of those choices. Then when their choices become, you know, more hefty and have financial consequences, then they've already been practicing. It's like muscle memory or practicing baseball. You know, you've already used the terms and the concepts and understand decision-making.
You have Dr. Laffer, a member of President Reagan's Economic Policy Advisory Board. Here's a guy who talks to to world leaders about economics. How does he bring it down to a kid's level, or in simplify it, how does he make it so that they can understand it?
You know, you've hit on the absolute beauty of writing this book. You know, Dr. Laffer, as you mentioned, is a very well accomplished economist, and he, you know, lives a daily life like you do and I do. Specifically has many, many grandchildren and even grandchildren. And so he understood immediately the value of bringing economics to a child.
And how do you, what are this, maybe getting started? Take us a little bit through the book. What issues are we dealing with? And how obviously things maybe develop because things build upon each other, but how would you get started talking about the chat?
Sure. So the book, Let's Chat About Economics, we have divided it into four chapters. And I should also mention we have a glossary at the back because we do use the real economic terms in each of the four chapters. And the words are bolded, and so you could look them up in the glossary for further understanding. But the book was meant to be read aloud with children or grandchildren. And the four chapters revolve around what we feel is, you know, a pretty common scenario. So, for example, going to the grocery store introduces scarcity, supply, and demand, and the relationship therein. We even have a beautiful graph showing the relationship between supply and demand and price with red roses in the month of February, something we felt all families could understand for sure. The second chapter is going on a family road trip and deciding, well, should it be a car trip or an airplane trip? And we introduce diminishing returns and opportunity costs and trade-offs. The third chapter is summertime, right? Kids have a lot of time in the summer, and it's all about how they're using that time. And we talk about savings, spending, and we also introduce incentives and disincentives in that chapter. And then the fourth chapter we've titled Yard Sale. And a boy and a girl are saving up their money to buy special things, and they learn about price elasticity of demand while mom and dad are talking about maybe buying a new car, maybe buying a used car. So these are all familiar conversations We titled the book Let's Chat About Economics because it is a chat. It's a two-way conversation in a family.
Michelle, how did you meet Dr. Laffer? What was the spark to say, you know, we ought to write a book?
Well, for me personally, I can say I was watching a presentation he was giving in Detroit. And Dr. Laffer has a very interesting, funny, relatable way of speaking. So for me, I guess it was that spark that you described. So, you know, we went home that night after the presentation and had a really great conversation with our kids at dinner. Had it not been for his presentation, I don't know that we would have brought up economics at the kitchen table. But, you know, we went through several economic terms, and the kids had some really good examples that had nothing to do with money. They just had to do with how they were spending their time, you know, after school, playing out front with friends, or shooting hoops in the driveway, or inside, you know, playing Xbox. Like, it was just these choices that our kids were making on a daily basis. And we loved that conversation. I searched for a book to keep it going, and I found some really great business books for kids. But I didn't find a book that was pure economics. And, you know, I thought about it and wrote Dr. Laffer a letter proposing that we work together, and he responded right away. He thought it was a great idea, and like I said, he has many, many kids in his family that he's close to, and so that's what got us started.
I'm supposed that this time of the year, especially when people are out shopping and they're trying to buy gifts, something like this could come into play and help in the decision-making of what to buy, how many gifts, who gets what, that type of thing.
It sure does. And the really beautiful thing that happens, you know, when you sit down and read a book with, and it could be any book, obviously, with your children, with your grandchildren, or children you're mentoring in your community, is that it forms a connection. You know, you now have a shared experience because you read a book together. So think about reading this book on economics, and parents or grandparents, you're making daily decisions based on economics, just like kids are, and yours typically are financial. So, for example, shopping season. You know, you've got those decisions to make and the consequences to weigh and the trade-offs involved with that. This just gives you another connection with your children or your grandchildren and your family on what those decisions are, and you're using the very same terms that are taught in this book. And I even like to go so far as to say that, you know, when families sit down and read this book, both the adults and the children know just as much about economics as any single person running for president.
And it gives you, as you mentioned, a little bit of an empowerment, too, if you understand why things cost what they do, and about saving for something, and also the supply and demand. It gives a bit of a maybe a discussion point rather than just saying to your child, no, you can't have that. You know why, because
it's so
you can't
true.
Afford it. You can kind of explain certain things. Many times money issues between the generations or whatever is kind of different, but this kind of brings everybody sort of to the same page. It's called Let's Chat About Economics. If people want to find out about this book, which also I guess is in an ebook form too, how do they go getting details on that?
Sure. Well, the easiest way right now is on Amazon. We have Let's Chat About Economics in three forms. We have it in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle version. And we are supported by a few independent bookstores. You know, just ask in your favorite bookstore, and they may be able to get it in for you. We'd like that support. But definitely on Amazon.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time. Michelle Belconi, thank you for sharing the details of the new book you've put together. Thank you very much.